Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're on Chaf Amud Beis. We're by the Gemara. We'll read the Mishnah again. Today we're going to learn for Refuah Shleima for Moshe Ben Ita. He's going in for surgery later today. David Gershom called me to see if we can learn for he should have Refuah Shleima and surgery should go well. Okay, here we go. We'll just reread the Mishnah again. A Balkari, someone who is a Balkari, Maharher Belibo, he could think about tefillah in his heart. However, ve'eino mevarach, he cannot make brachos, lo lefaneha, lo lachareha, not before, not after. That's on Kriyashma. Al birchas amazon, al amazon on food, mevarach la'acharav, he could bench afterwards, behir her, ve'eino mevarach lefaneha, not before. Why not before? Because brachos before are not the oraita anyway. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, menat mevarach shtayim lefnehem ula acharehem. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a kriyashma. You can make a bracha bipeh, not beher, bipeh, before and after.
So Amar Ravina. What's the big deal to make a bracha bipeh?
What? We're going to see. Amar Ravina. So Ravina says, Zoso Meres, you see from here that hearer kedibur dami. That hearer is just like talking. Has the same status as talking. Why? Because if it wouldn't have the status of talking, so the Lama Mahara, what are you thinking about it for? For what reason? Why are you thinking about it? Must be that it has the same status as talking. So you might say, wait a minute. Elamai here, Kadibur Dami, so then Yotze Bishvasov. So if here has the same consequence as talking, so then talk already. Might as well say it. Right? And by the way, Kid the Ashkechan B'Sinai, like we find by Sinai. Right? What's that mean? Look at Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. Kid Ashkechan B'Sinai, Shehefrishan Meisha. Everybody had to separate from their wife before Har Sinai. Tiksiv al Tigshu El Isha. Don't come near the wife. Right? Vala Prisha Zu. And on this separation, Samach Ezra. Ezra made up an idea. Lasake Tvila. To make Tvila, to make Mikvah. Labal Keri. Anytime someone's a Balkeri. Kodem Shiyasku B'Torah. Before they engage in Torah, Tiksiv. V'hodatem levanecha, it says you should teach your children, v'samach lei, yom asher amadat al Hashem v'fnecha kecha b'chorev, k'damrinan l'kama v'pirkan. Right? What? 1 minute, we didn't even finish the story. Rashi leaves out the key part is, however, the gzeira was only made on Dibur, not on Hirhur. Right? Therefore, even though Hirhur is like Dibur, really it's the same. Why can't I speak then? Why can't I? Because you're a Balkari. And therefore, you're not allowed to speak Dibur. Just like by Har Sinai, nobody spoke. They listened. Right? So too, therefore, it's mutter for a Balkari to hear her B'Kriya Shema, not to say it with his mouth. Okay? It is a very big jump. Anyway, that's the answer. The answer is really, hear her is Kedibur. Why is it all right? It's all right because that's the model by Har Sinai. Next, Rav Chista Omar, hear her love Kedibur Dami. Now, here is not like Dibur. No way. If it would be the same, so the Yotze Bisfasav, so might as well just say it already. It's the same, might as well say it. Right? Elamai, hear her love Kedibur Dami. Now, what are you going to tell me? It's not the same. The Lama Mahar, what are you doing it for? Well, what are you doing it for? It's Amar Velazar. Kadei shelo yehu kol ha'olam. I'll tell you why you're doing it. Really, it's nothing. Why are you doing it? Kadei shelo yehu kol ha'olam otzkim bov hu yoshev v'batel. Right? Everyone's sitting there in shul. And you're sitting there with the spirit spacing out. So the Gemara says, the v'nigro is pirka achmina. So why can't you learn something else? Read something else? Think something else? Do something else? Amar v'ad v'arava shadavar sharatzibur otzkim bov. Right? Because you should be involved, whatever the shul's doing. Right? You should read whatever the shul's reading. So Gemara says, is that true? Very tefillah. But what about davening? When it comes to davening, the davar shatzibur oskimbo, that's something that the shul's busy with. Utnana, we're going to learn later in the week. Haya omid b'tefillah, if someone's in the middle of davening. V'nitzgar shuhu balkari. He remembers, oh yeah, I totally forgot. I'm a balkari. Totally forgot. Lo yasik. He shouldn't stop when he's davening. He shouldn't stop in the middle. Ella, rather, yakatzer. Maybe do a kitzer, like you know, make every bracha Hashiva Shavtenu Baruch Ata Hashem, Hashiva Shavtenu, you know, do it like that. Skip the middle. Taima, what's the reason for that? The Aschil. Because he started at least. Hello Aschil. But if he didn't start, Lo Yaschil. Don't start. Right? So what do you mean that you should do whatever the shul's doing, even if it's Behir Her? And of course, David would never say that. All right, since you started, so continue. But if you didn't start, we would tell you to sit there and then space out. So Gemara says, well, Shani Tefillah, the last leg of Bach HaShemayim. Tefillah doesn't have anything about Kabbalah's Bach HaShemayim. So that's why, by Shema, really, not because of its Hebrew, really because of Bach HaShemayim. When it comes to davening, there is no Bach HaShemayim by davening, then Taka, you would not be able to start. Or Birchas HaMazon, what about benching? La'achrov. Afterwards, the last lay Malchus Shemayim, Utnan, and nevertheless we said Al Mazam Mavarech Lacharav Vina Baruch Lefarav. So what's the answer? Ella, the answer is Kriyashma Berchas Amazon Daraisa. Kriyashma Berchas Amazon are Daraisa. Therefore, if you have the only thing you can do is think about it, that's better than nothing. Tfila de Rabbanon. Tfila is only the Rabbanon, so therefore Tfila you don't do. And if you start a Jovah, then you keep him a katzer. But you should not daven that. You should not do even hear her. It's only the Rabbanon.
We don't tell you the short
answer. Right. We don't tell you, because you're not saying it anyway. You're only thinking about it. You're only thinking. Even davening, don't even think. Unless you start, then you should shorten it. Right, so what's the takana of Ezra all about? Ezra basically made a takana that anytime someone's a balkari, and when we say someone's a balkari, we mean that they did something that they're allowed to do. They're with their wife tonight before. They're allowed to do that. Not Vera. You're allowed to be with your wife. However, you're with your wife, you become a balkari. So Ezra made a takana that you can't learn or daven or do any of these things until you go to the mikvah. Why did he do that? So we're going to see later, he did it so that people shouldn't be excessively with their wives, even though it's mutter. It's such a schlep. Every time you're with your wife, you have to go to the mikvah. It would sort of like discourage the, all right, you know, they have to go to the mikvah afterwards, I got to go to shul, all right. Right, that's the reason he did it. He modeled it on Har Sinai. That's why he said, hear her is okay, so by Har Sinai, hear her was okay. Some people go every day. Some people go every day, right, exactly. Some people go every day.
That's the purpose of it, I can't every day.
Right, that's true. Amar of Yehuda. Menayin lebrichas ha-mazon l'acharei min ha-Torah. How do you know that there's such a thing as benching from the Torah? Where's benching? So, Shinemar, it's Pazik. It's V'achalta v'zavata u'verachta. U'minayin lebrichas ha-Torah lefaneha min ha-Torah. How do you know that making a bracha before you learn, right, is in the Torah? How do you know that? Where's it say in the Torah? When you make a bracha, before you learn, you make a bracha. So the answer is Shinemar. It says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call the name of Hashem, meaning when I'm going to learn, Havu Godel, I ascribe greatness, Le'elokeinu, to our God. Says the Machlokas over here. Says the Pnei Yeshua, this bracha is talking about the bracha when you learn by yourself. You want to sit down to learn today, right? You want to learn Daf Yomi. Before you learn Daf Yomi, you should make a bracha on the Torah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it can't be the bracha that you make when you get called up for an aliyah, because the whole Kriyas HaTorah is the Rabbanon. So how can the bracha be a Doraisa? It can't be. So why do you make a bracha before you get called to the Torah? All right, you make a bracha.
Kriyas HaTorah in shul
is the Rabbanon. So how can you make a...
But learning...
Learning is a Doraisa, even if it's in shul. Right. So that's what the Be'er Sheva says. The Be'er Sheva says, wait a minute, what does it say over here? How do you know that the bracha lifoneha is min haTorah? What do you mean lifoneha? Obviously, we're talking about leaning, and there's a bracha lifoneha and l'achareha, right? There's both. So the one afterwards, that's not deraisa, but the one before, even though leaning is a derabbanan, the takana of leaning is a derabbanan, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you have to lean every Shabbos, doesn't say that. That's a derabbanan, but Josh is 100% right. When you get up there to lean, you certainly be kind of mitzvah daraisa. You're learning Torah. That bracha before laning, that's a daraisa. That's a machlokas, what this means.
Why is it any different than learning that film in the morning?
It's not different. So that was.
And you already made a bracha in the morning.
What?
You already made a bracha.
Right, so that you have to. So exactly, so what's going on with laning? So it's a takana for the tibur, right? It's a takana for the whole tibur. I don't think we hold that it's a daraisa. The bracha, I think we agree that we're talking about private learning, not leaning. But he has a good point. What do you mean lefoneha? What do you mean before you lean? What does that mean before you learn? As opposed to after you learn? There is no bracha after you learn. There's no bracha like that. Okay. Next. Amar of Yochanan. Lamadnu berchas ha-Torah la-achareha min berchas ha-mazal mikal v'chora. So you know what? I can think of a bracha afterwards from a kal v'chora, from food. Uberchas ha-mazal lefoneha min berchas ha-Torah mikal v'chora. And I can think of a bracha on food before you eat from a kal v'chora, from Torah. What's this? Berchas ha-Torah la-achareha min berchas ha-mazal mikal v'chora. A bracha on the Torah afterwards from food, which is what? Ma mazon, just like food, she'eino ton lefonov. It doesn't require a bracha before you eat. Why do we make a bracha before we eat? We're going to get to that later. It's not a daraisa. Whatever reason we make brachas before we eat, it's not daraisa. Nevertheless, ton levacharav requires a bracha after you eat. It's a Torah. So the Torah, she'tuuna lefoneha, it requires a bracha beforehand. Eino din she'tuuna lachrel? Shouldn't it require one afterwards? Shouldn't it? And Berchas Hamazon Lifoneha. What about this? What about Berchas Hamazon? A bracha on food beforehand. Min Berchas HaTorah Mikal V'Chomer. Ma Torah. Just like Torah. She'ena Tuna Olachareha. It doesn't require bracha afterwards. Even though we just had the Kal V'Chomer that it should. It doesn't require bracha afterwards. Nevertheless, Tuna Lifoneha. It requires one before. So Mazon. Shutan La'acharav. Mazon requires a bracha afterwards. Eino din shet ta'on lefanav. Shouldn't it require a bracha before? Pnei Yeshua says even though these two kavachomers are inconsistent, that's not a problem. The Shas can do that. The Gemara will do that many times. It'll be an inconsistent kavachomer. It's okay. We're going to reject it anyway. So the Gemara says ikal lemefrach. I'll tell you why the kavachomers are no good. Mal lemazon shekei nene, because mazon gives you sustenance, gives you hana. The Torah doesn't give you hana. Does. Not the same kind of hana. Ma Torah shekein chai olam. And Torah is different because it gives you olam haba. So therefore you don't get olam haba from having steak. You get olam hazet, not olam haba. So you can't, these kavachomers are inconsistent. They're not good kavachomers because they have perchas on them. V'od also, tanan, ala mazal mavarech la'acharav. We have a mission that says, on food you make a bracha afterwards, then a mavarech lafanav, and you don't make one beforehand. Therefore, you see the Kal V'Chomer is wrong. There is no bracha before food, not in the Torah anyway.
Are you allowed to make Kal V'Chomer like that?
It's inconsistent Kal V'Chomer.
No, not inconsistent. First, you use one, then the reverse.
Right, so that Pnei Yeshua says you can do that. It's all logic anyway. It's all logic. Now, here we go. Amar Yehuda. Safek Kara.
Torah.
Correct. That's basically what the answer was. What kind of thing? Food is about food and Torah is about Torah. There's nothing to do with each other. That's basically the answer. One's Hana. Yeah, there is a Hana from learning Torah. Like a schmack and go shear today. It's not the same thing as being starving and filling up. Can't compare the two things. And by the same token, Torah gives you olam haba and food doesn't. That's exactly what the Gemara answers. It's a completely different thing. You're comparing apples and oranges. Right? What? No. There's a Mishnah that says that. There's a Mishnah that says you only make a bracha afterwards on food, not before. So this Kal V'Chomer was not accepted by anybody. Right, it wasn't accepted, that's all. Now, Amar Yehuda. Safek kara kriyeshma, safek lo kara. Let's say there's a safek. We need the wire. Safek kara kriyeshma, safek lo kara. Safek if somebody said kriyeshma or not. So the suffix, if the person recited Kriya Shema or not, what does the Gemara say? Eino chozer v'kori. You don't have to repeat Kriya Shema again.
Why not?
We have a din that it's a suffix d'oraisa itzel chumra. Why don't you have to repeat it again? Because he's going to hold in a minute that Kriya Shema is d'rabana. How's that possible? We'll see in a minute.
Why don't we just say the same thing we say by Shema Nesrei? If you did it for 30 days in a row, you do it every morning, and you have a suffix, then... Why don't we just assume that since you do it every
No, because you don't even know if you said Shema Ha'elo, you're so spaced out that you don't did I even say Kriya Shema? I remember Baruch Hu. The next thing I know, I'm up to Tachlin. What happened in between? Did I even say Kriya Shema?
You don't remember what you said.
Yeah.
Shema Nesrei is a Rabbanan.
No, he's saying if let's say you forgot, you don't know, did I say same talamata or did I say the same bracha? Well, for 30 days. Because so, then, because then, because then,
if you're not sure you did it, if you do it every morning, then
no, because you sure you daven Shmoneh Esrei.
You know you daven,
you still remember which tefillah you made. Yeah. So we have what's called Herigel. Chances are I said the right one. Okay.
But also go Likula because they're Rabbanan.
Oh, so Krishna is the Rabbanan?
No, Krishna is the Raisa.
So we just said we don't have to say it again.
No way.
Right, well, Safek Amar Emes V'yativ, Safek Lo Amar, Safek if you said Emes V'yativ or not, Choziv Amar Emes V'yativ. You have to say it again. Why did I say it again? Because Emes V'yativ has in it Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a Doraisa, and for that you have to say it again. So my timer, what's the reason for all this? Kishma Darabanan. Emes V'yativ Doraisa. Right? Emes V'yativ is a Doraisa. Right? Look at Tosvos right over here.
But if you said Krishma, then you already
were... Oh, so Tosva says... Exactly. So Tosva says, look at Tosva right here. Vitema, Tosva Suffolk. We're only going to do the first five lines. Vitema, ha, al karchach, tzarech lomar, shumasupa gam mikriyashma. He also doesn't know if he said Krishma. I don't know if I said Krishma and Emes V'yativ. So I don't have... Then I must repeat one of them. Why Emes V'yativ? The Gemara will ask that in a minute. In other words, I must for sure say my... Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. I have no choice about that. So Tema Al Karchak Tamach Lomar Shumasupet Gam Mikriyishma Shimha Yabarulo Mikriyishma. If you know you said Kriyishma V'Safek Me'emes V'yativ Lo Yeh Min HaTorah, you would not have to repeat Emes V'yativ. Why? Kivon Shehizkir Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kriyishma. You already said it. V'Yim Kein Horol Masupak Mishnehem. Since you have a doubt on both of them, Yachze Yikriyishma. The best thing to do is recite Kriyishma, really. Why? The Isbe Tarti. It has 2 points. Number one, Malchus Shemayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Hachi Adif Milomer Emes V'yativ De Leka Ella Chada K'da'ama Mitzamach Gavim Masnisan. Right. So if you forgot, if you said both, really you should only say Kriyishma over. Why? Because you have to say the same. And also, Kamos Malchus. You might as well get that in also. Right. Very okay. Good. Now, Masiv Rabbi Yosef. Masiv Rabbi Yosef. Ask Rabbi Yosef. What do you mean, Shmaz Durabanan? It says, B'shivtecha, Uvkumecha. It says, B'shavtecha, Uvkumecha. It's in the Torah. Amale Abaya, Hahu, B'divrei Torah Ksiv. That's talking about learning Torah. That's not talking about Kriyashma. That's talking about learning Torah. Okay? Look at the little bottom toes, the second to bottom one, one liner. Hahu, B'divrei Torah Ksiv. Ay, V'amrinon Le'el, Parakama. But didn't we open Shas? Didn't we open the Shas this way? The era of Mishum Dixiv Ubishavkacha, that at night you say Shema because it says Ubishavkacha. The Gemara, so Torah says that's Asmachta Ba'almahu. That's just an Asmachta. Really, Kriyashma is the Rabbanon. It says in the Torah when you lie down, it doesn't mean Torah, it means Shema. It says Torah, that's an Asmachta. The problem with that answer is we're going to have more. So many things. You're not allowed to read Shema out of order. How do you know? It's in the Torah. You're not allowed to read Shema. So many rules we had about Shema. It's very difficult to say that normally, you don't have an Asmachta like this. There's an Asmachta with 20 rules. You don't have such a thing like that. Asmachta means really it's Dinder Rabbanan. You want to know, you want to bother, you want to knock on the rabbi's door. Why'd you make such a rule? Listen, it says in the Torah the following. It's very similar to what we did. That's an Asmachta. We didn't just make something out of the blue. We have a pattern, we have a reason. It says in the Torah, when you get up, when you lie down, it says, V'hayu, how you know you have to read Shema in Hebrew, it can't be English, it can't be French. All these things, they're all asmachtas. Unusual like that. Unusual. So Tosfos in Sota says, it doesn't make sense. It's all hard to say that. That's an asmachta. You know, it's such a little bit of a downer to think that Shema, we start off, it's either a bonon. Hard to say that. So, the Shagasari says something that we answered for Tefillah as well. He says it like this. The idea of saying Kriyashma, of being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim every day, that's Min HaTorah. There's no question about that. That's Min HaDoraisa. The actual text, what should the text be, that's the Rabbanan.
We always back into...
Like by davening. The idea of Tefillah every day... Is maybe the right, but what you say? That's the rabbanon.
Yeah. What time we have something that goes on that's a Midrash Torah, and at the end the word Shmuel then takes on the rising standard.
You mean, what do you mean? You mean,
like
you mean,
Shema.
Like what?
Like Shema.
Right. So then what does this Gemara mean? This Gemara says in black and white that it's only the Tosfos says it. Every time that the Gemara had a limud from the Torah about Dinim of Shema, not saying it out of order, and in Lashon Kodeh, all that was Asmachtas. So that's what Tosfos seems to say over here. And so the Tosfos says that can't be. It's too many rules for an Asmachta to work. Too many rules. So that's what the Shagat Ha'i tries to answer. Really, it's the...
Right. You can't hold that way.
Right, but the Gemara does ask, what about Peshat Chuv Kamecha? So the Gemara answers, doesn't that seem to imply that Shema is Mena Torah? Nah, talking about learning. What about Shema? Only the Rabbanon? So that's what the Shagat Ha'i says. No, really, the idea of being Mekabel Omachas every day is Doraisa. That's Doraisa. What the text could be, it could have been 10 different things. It could have been a series of dimbers. It could have been this. It could have been that. So they decided we're going to make it Shema. So maybe that's what it means. Once we decided Shema, now all these rules kick in. It has to be in order. It has to be Lashon HaKodesh. It has to be Zmanim. You can't just say it whenever you want. Right? So all these things kick in.
Back in the other way.
Right. So that's a good answer. Okay. Next. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah. Balkari Maharher Balibo. A Balkari can think about it in his heart. Ve'enu Mavarech, but he can't make the bracha on Shema. Lo lefoneha, lo laachareha. Ve'al mazon, and on food. Mavarech laacharav. Afterwards, yeah. Ve'enu Mavarech lefonav. But not before. Why not before? Because brachas are not d'oraisa. Ve'isol katadach emetz v'yatzev d'oraisa. Now you just got through telling me that emetz v'yatzev is d'oraisa. Because you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So levarich la'achareha. Why can't you say it afterwards? Right? Why can't you say it afterwards? Right? So the Gemara asks, the Gemara answers, my time of mevarich. If because you want to tell me you have to mention Mitzrayim. You already said it. You already said it in Kriya Shema. So if a name aha v'lo boy ha, right? So then wait a minute. If we say now Kriya Shema is only Durabanam, and Emes V'yatzev is Doraisa, so then only say Emes V'yatzev. Right? Or even think about it. Only think Emes V'yatzev. Why are you bothering with Shema? So the Gemara, what we said before, Kriya Shema Adifa, Kriya Shema is still better. This Beitarti, could you have both? What's both? You have Kriya Shema, you have Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you have Omacha Shemaya.
If that's the case, why won't we say Emes V'yatzev in Shachris and don't say that in Mari?
Well, we say Emes V'muna. Right? We do. We say Yitzias Mitzrayim there also.
All of these rules only because of the Tekonis Ezra?
Yeah.
So how is the Tekonis Ezra done? Even Shema...
That's exactly the point.
The Rabbana, but the kind of Omacha Shemaya... Is there Raisa? At some point, how could you not say?
So because maybe you can get that by just thinking about it. That's what I would say. Who said you have to say it? I'm thinking about it. It's good enough. It's a good point, by the way. We're asking. It's a good question. All of a sudden, Ezra comes along and Mabadal all davening, all learning. I want to learn now. Right, I was with my wife 2 hours ago. I can't sit down and be Mavis Ezra now. I have to go to the mikveh now. What do you mean? You're not allowed to learn or daven until you go to the mikvah. Like, I wish I could learn now. I can't. I have to go to the mikvah. I'll go shopping there now. It's freezing, right? That's what happened.
What did you do before then?
I don't know.
What do you mean what did you do before then? Before then, you didn't have before the
tekana. There's no rules. There's no tekana like that. So you're with your wife. Now she fell asleep. Now you go learn a little bit. You have to go to the mikvah first. All he did, in a way, if you think about it, that's what he did. He made it harder to learn. He made it harder. No, he did. He did. Melanie, you want to say it wasn't in Turk in those days at all. It was like going to the bathhouse. People take showers all the time. It doesn't stop them from learning. That's what you could say like that also.
But then you said the whole purpose of the Takana was to...
That was the purpose. It
was
to be so frequent.
Such a big deal that
right.
You can't say that that's why
that was the purpose. The purpose...
The whole house down to the mikvah every month.
Yeah.
Your
the purpose was it shouldn't be so frequent with your wife. That was the reason. That was the reason. Right. It goes in a circle a little bit. I understand.
How did we...
We're going to get to that, how we got rid of it. It's either tomorrow or it's later in the week, how we, what we did with that. Reb Elazar Omar, Safek Kara Kriyashma, Safek Lo Kara. If you have a Safek or not, Chozer V'Kara Kriyashma. You do repeat Kriyashma again. Why? Because they hold it to the Doraisa. Safek Hispalel, where am I? Safek Hispalel, Safek Lo Hispalel. You have a Safek if you daven or not. Ain't a Chozer Umispalel. You don't have to daven again. Reb Yochanan Omar, Halavai, she spell Adam Kol Yom Kulo. Wouldn't Halavai you daven the whole day? So what do you mean by that? Whatever you meant by that, you could daven technically a second time. All right. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Haya Omid B'Tfila. If someone's in the middle of davening, V'Nizkar Shehispalo. He remembers he davened already. Right? How could this happen? I guess it could happen.
By Mincha.
By Mincha it happens. You daven Mincha at work. Then you take your kids to Mincha. Wait a minute. I davened already Mincha. What am I doing here? Right? It could happen. Friday afternoon, you dive in at work, and then you come to the shul. Like, oh, what am I doing here on time? I dive in direct. Come late, right? It could happen. So posek, I feel the emes of bracha. Stop right now. Even in the middle of a bracha. Stop. Andy, is that true? Amar of Nachman. Kavina be'rav baravua. Bon minei hani b'nei be'rav. These students ask Rav. The toe umadkere dechol b'shabbos. You mention chol on Shabbos. Right? You have to sleep. So you, before you know it, you're up to shema koleinu on Shabbos. What do I do now? I totally forgot. So Mao Shigmu Vamalon Gomrin Kol Osa Bracha. So is it, should I finish? I finish at least the bracha he said. So how come by Shema? But how come by davening twice you stop whatever you're up to? When it comes to here by davening the wrong the Shonesi Chol on Shabbos, you've at least finished the bracha you're up to. Why don't you stop immediately? So Gemara says Haki Hashpin. You can't compare the two cases. Hasam on Shabbos Gavra. Really, on Shabbos, you should daven the full Shemot Esrei. However, the Rabbanon came along, they didn't want to make davening so long. Mishum, kavod Shabbos. They want you to enjoy, listen, there's a lot, they want you to enjoy Shabbos. They don't want to torture you, keeping you in shul so long. They want you to enjoy Shabbos. So they said, you know what, we're not going to make you daven 19 brachas, we'll make you daven 7. Now, so but you forgot? So I'm not going to stop you. Right, at least finish the bracha you started. Aval hacha, you davened twice for. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Listen to this next gemara. Hispalel, v'nichnas lebeisak. You davened already. You davened already, and you walk into shul, and you davening. You davened already. Umat the tzibur shemispalel, the tzibur's davening. Im yachol lecharish badavar yachzav yispal. If you could say something new, if you have something new to add, daven with them again. V'im lav al yachzav v'yispal. And if not, then not. So ask the tour, the name of the Rosh. The Rosh is, what do you mean? If you can daven something new, who can't do that? Who can't do that? Who can't think of something new to say? Not on Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos might be different.
What are you talking about? What do you mean something new?
So, yeah, a new tefillah, Makavana, listen to this. You can't say Ola Rafua, Ola Parnasa, Ola Talmudo. You can't come up with something new? Who can't? Listen to who can't. He says like this. By the way, something that you couldn't have thought before. In other words, you know what? I thought of someone else who's sick. I thought of another reason why I need Parnasa. You can't come up with that. Says the answer like this. Yesh kama anoshim sheyoda lehispalel rakas hatfila hashagur b'fikol. The imams only know how to say what's in the siddur. They have no individuality. They have no individual thoughts to say this, right? Vim yodim lecharish chutz mitzvah. Ve'enam yodim lecharish. They can't. The imams have nothing to say. See, there are people like that also. Unfortunately, they come to shul. It's a complete robot. They're a complete robot from beginning to end. It's all robotics. People like that. Such a person should not daven. If you can, then you can dive in again. You have what to add, you can dive in again. Okay. Utsricha. And I really need to tell you both cases. Diashmin and Kamaisa, had I only told you the first case, that what? That if you're in the middle of a bracha, you stop. Hani mili yachid v'yachid. That's when you're davening alone. Oh, or tzibur b'tzibur. Or you're with a group. Avo yachid legabe tzibur. But if you're a yachid, if you dive in the first time you dive in, you were not feeling well, you dive in at home. Then you felt better, you came to shul. Maybe I would say, Kimanda lo matli dami, it's as if I never davened before. Kamashmal, no, we don't say that. V'yeshmin and hacha, and I only had the second case over here about what? That if you can't add something, then you don't daven. And if you can add something, you daven a second time. Mishum de lo asklebe. That's because you never started. You didn't start. Aval Hassam, but over there the Aschel Bay, by the case where you davened already and you're davening again, you're halfway through, you started, aim low, I would say don't stop. Tzricha. Therefore we say that you have to stop. Okay? Amr Rav Huna. Nichnas l'beis ha-kneset, that somebody walks into shul. Umatza tzibur mispalin, and he sees that they're davening. Right? They're davening now. The case is you walked in late. And they're davening already. So should I start Shmona Esrei now? I'm late. What's the rule? Can I walk in and start Shmona Esrei late? So here's the rule. Im yachal lahasfil v'ligmar. Ad shelo yegiya shat lamodim yispalo. If you can start and finish before the shliach tzibur gets to modim, then start. V'im lav al yispalo. And if not, then not. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar. No, different vart. Im yachal lahaskel v'ligmar ad shelo yagiya shliach tzibur l'kedusha yispalo. If you can start and finish before the shliach tzibur gets to kedusha, then do that. V'im lav, and if not, al yispalo. Don't do it. Okay, that's the din. If you can start and finish, you missed the first 10 seconds. So I can start and finish before they get to kedusha. Then start, and if not, then don't start, right? So listen to this. The Mishnah Brura has, the Bir Halacha has an unbelievable question. His question is as follows. Listen to this question. Nistapakti, I have a suffix. This is in Kuftes, the first Bir Halacha of Kuftes. I have a suffix. Im miderach tivo laharich betfila. You dive in long Shmona Esrei. That's your nature. The Ani Yachal Asayim Ad Kedusha. You're not going to finish. You're on time. But you're not going to finish by the time they get to Kedusha. So, Im Mutu Lahaschel. Can you start? In other words, what's more important? Kedusha or davening with the Tzibur? No, then don't do anything. Oh, because you said, don't even say Gol Yisrael. Wait till Kedusha and then start your long Shmona Esrei. Says the Mishnah. What? So believe it or not, the Bir Halacha doesn't answer it. Here's a question, doesn't answer it. You can't bring a raya from here, you can't bring a raya, maybe Tzibur, the Efsher Tfilas Tzibur Gemur, it's still called Tfilas Tzibur, and he's back and forth. He doesn't answer it. So the Chazon Ish said, you daven regular. That's the Chazon Ish. Daven regular. He does say, they asked Chaim Kanievsky, listen to this one. I could daven by Shachris Shalom Rav, which is a little shorter. And if I do that, I'll finish in time. You hear that? If I say Shalom Rav, I'll finish in time. Chaim Kanievsky said, don't do that. Don't do that. What are you changing? The nusach? That's not the nusach for the morning. Don't do that. What? It's not for the afternoon either, right? And Rosh Hashanah Zalman said the same thing. Now one more thing he said over here. Same thing for a Kohen who wants to duchen, right? If I can somehow shorten my davening, I'll finish in time to get to duchen. That's a very long time. It's not till remodim to duchen to ritzei. But all right, if I can cut out those few seconds. So again, they told him don't do that. However, the quotes over here in the Aderet. The Aderet was Rav Kook's father-in-law. The Aderet wrote, "Sheyachol lomar shachris shalom rav, that you can finish in time for kedusha, and you should skip on Aseret Yemei Teshuva, say for Achayim and all these things, in order to get to kedusha in time." The Shlomo Zalman said, "Don't skip anything." So it's a machloket, basically. The Chazon Ish, no one argued on the Chazon Ish, who said that you start on time. You're going to daven a long Shmona Esrei. Can I tell you? Don't wait till the and then miss the tefillah b'tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah had a suffix about it though. The wonder what was the suffix? You see here the value of Kedusha, right? Okay? It's still considered Tefillah B'Tzibur.
Right, so if you wait a little bit and start with the Tefillah B'Tzibur, then you get Kedusha. And
right. Right.
Doesn't answer the question of Kedusha.
Doesn't answer the question. What do you mean? No, he's saying wait. So you start. And start with him. You don't get Kedusha because you're not going to say Kedusha. That's a separate question now. Now here's a separate question.
You're going that slow. You're not going
to get Kedusha. Now a separate question. There's another question. Let's say you're in the middle of Shimon Esrei. And this, see those big totals here? This is what he talks about. You're in the middle of, I underlined the whole thing to learn it, but we're not going to have time. But he does raise one fascinating point. Let's say you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei, and the Tzibur is up to Kedusha. So what should you do? Should you stop and listen to Kedusha, or keep on davening? So Rashi says, he quotes over here, Rashi says you should stop. Stop what you're doing. Listen to Kedusha. And if you listen to Kedusha, what happens? Shomea ka'one. It's as if I answered. Right? I'm listening to everyone. And I get the check mark as if I said Kedusha also. Then resume Shmona Esrei. Says Tosas, wait a minute. If it's Shomea ka'one, and then you don't, then it's as if you answered, then you just spoke in the middle of Shmona Esrei. You're not allowed to do that. So therefore, Tosas says, don't stop and keep on reading. Huh? So Tosfos does say over here, he says one line, he says, Umikal makom nahagu ha'am lishtok ulishmoa, the minog is, people do stop and do listen, the gadol ha'min, that's a good minog. Even though that wasn't our minog, I concede, that's a good minog. As the Tosfos does say that, which I think is the prevalent custom, right? You stop, whatever you're up to, right? I think you should try to, at the end of a bracha, you stop. And what?
What
are
we doing?
Right.
Why doesn't he say Mahar
Balibo?
Well, here is
Mahar Balibo. Right, so he doesn't Shemei Kona. He does say that Rabbeinu Tam had a minog. Rabbeinu Tam had a minog himself, that if he, when the shul bowed down for Modim, and he was not up to there, he would also bow down during a silent Shemona Esrei. He would only do that not at the beginning and not at the end of a bracha, where you're not allowed to make extra bowing. Then he says, we don't do that. That's too much of an interruption in our Shmon Esrei to be listening and to bow. We don't do that either. Just interesting stuff. Then he does quote that there was could be, that he quotes at the end over here, that on Rosh Chodesh, it could be they said the entire Shmon Esrei in addition to what we say on Rosh Chodesh. Then he says, maybe it's a printing mistake. And that wasn't true, because he said, what about the Amen on Rosh Chodesh? So which Amen? The Amen of Shema Kolenu. The Amen of Shema Kolenu. We don't say Shema Kolenu in Muslim on Rosh Chodesh. So talks about it. See, they did. Then he says, maybe not. Maybe it was a printing mistake. It didn't take out the words Musaf. It was Shachar on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, very good. Next. So we're back into the Gemara. It's back in the middle over here. The Mai Kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar. One holds Yachid Omer Kedusha. One holds a Yachid. Umar Sever ain't Yachid Omer Kedusha. And one says a Yachid can't say Kedusha. That's why, according to one, the key is when can you finish? You have to finish before they get to Kedusha. And one says, no, you can, a Yachid can say Kedusha. So therefore, the Kedusha is the issue. What's the issue? The issue is Motim. V'chein Amar Vada Barava, Menayin She'ein Yachid Omer Kedusha. How do you know Yachid can't say Kedusha? Shenemar, v'negdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. I am holy b'soch b'nei Yisrael, which means, kol davar shebe Kedusha, lo yehei pachas me'asara. It can't be less than 10. You need 10 people for a davar shebe Kedusha. Kedusha is a davar shebe Kedusha. Right? My mashma? What?
The name.
Right. Right, exactly. But by the way, the Ritva points out, doesn't Rav Huna hold that you need 10 people for Kedusha? So how can he say you can say Kedusha by yourself? Doesn't he hold that? Right? So he answers what Iran said. Once the Tzibur is in the middle of davening, it's called Davar Sheva Kedusha. It's 10 minutes later, that's not a problem. Yeah, ain't a chenami. In your living room, maybe you couldn't say Kedusha. That's true. But you're in the shul, you're just late. You're davening Shmon Esrei, you missed Kedusha. All right, someone's still davening it. It's considered a Davar Sheva Kedusha. And the other one held, no, not true at all. My mashma, how does that get, how do you get from that, that a davar shekhusha requires 10 people? Because the Tani Rabbanai Achudra of Chia Bar Abba, if you talk to Zirishav, Tiv Hacha, Vinik Dashti Basok B'nai Yisrael. It says over here, Vinik Dashti Basok B'nai Yisrael. Uksiv Hasam, and it says by the 10 spies, he Budlu Mitocha Eda Hazos. Right? Separate yourself from this Eda. What's an Eda? He Budlu Mitoch, the word Mitocha Eda. Who's the Eda? 10 people. Why 10 people? Because Yehoshua and Kalev were not bad. So there are 10 left. So what do you see? An Eda is called 10 people. The word Toch is there. Ma'alahal anasara, afkan asara. Right? Based on this Gemara, so what do you see? The Makar, that a minion is 10 people, is learned out from 10 Rishayim. Which leads Rav Moshe to say, maybe you can have none for people, be part of a minion. Right? All these issues come up because the Makar is over here. Just quoted here, the Rabbeinu Bachai on the Torah says, it can't be that the Makar for a minion is from 10 evil people. That can't be pshat. And he has a different girsa. Huh? What, 10? Aha. He has a different, but that's not the Gemara says. There's no toch. You need a girsa of a toch. Toch, toch. So the Rabbeinu Bechai says, I found the pasuk that says the word toch, talking about 10 good people. And the pasuk is, it says by Yosef's brothers, right? Lishbar mitoch habaim. We came here to buy, in the midst of everyone else, we came here to buy food. And the 10 brothers were tzaddikim. All right, they sold Yosef, true, but they weren't Rishayim. So Rabbeinu Bechai says, it's a printing mistake in the Gemara, and this is the right girsa, and it's learned that from 10 good people. But that's the minority opinion. Okay. Now, next. Udekuli alma miyaz mifzak lo pasak. But really, really, you don't stop in the middle. You don't make a hefzik. Mahu ibarlu ma'ay lahafzik liheishmei gadol mevorech. What about liheishmei rabba? Can you be mafzik for that? Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amr Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon Talmidah, Rav Yochanan, Amri, lakol e mafzikin chutz min liheishmei gadol mevorech, shafilu osik ma'ay merkava potek. Now, for that, you stop. Even you're learning the most holy, special things. You hear somebody say liheishmei rabba, you stop. However, v'lat hilchaz lakava say, no, we don't paskin like that. And whenever you're not allowed to stop, you don't stop for Yehishmei either. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mavarech Lefneim Ulach Reim. Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha before and after. I remember the Divrei Torah. Bakeri is allowed to daven. V'amar Yeshua ben Levi Menayin LeBakeri Shasav Divrei Torah. How do you know you're not allowed to? Shenemar V'odatun Levanecha Lefneim Vanecha V'samach Le Yomarta Asher Yomarta Stubei Harsinai Malahal and Bakeri Asurin Afkan Bakeri Asurin. Right? This seems to imply that the issue of a Balkari is a Minatorah, not from Ezra. So the answer is, it was Ezra, and he based it on this idea. Right? It's an asmach. This is a real asmachta. V'chitem, Rabbi Yehuda l'dorish smuchin. You want to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is not dorish smuchin? Right? V'amar of Yosef, afilu man, by the way, this is in Dvarim, these two psukim. Afilu man de'amar d'lo dorish smuchin, even if you hold, you know, dorish smuchin, b'chol Torah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Torah Dorish. In Mishnah Torah, you don't say Ein Mukta Mucha BaTorah. When Moshe started speaking from the beginning to end, there's an order. Therefore, why did Moshe put these two psukim next to each other? Obviously, to teach me something. The rest of the Torah, there's no rule like that. It's a machlokus about it. The Hod Rabbi Yehuda Lo Dorish Smuchin B'Chol Torah Kula. Oh, Mishnah Torah Dorish. He doesn't Dorish in Smuchin, but in Dvarim he does. Oh, B'Chol Torah Kula B'Nolan Lo Dorish. How do you know he doesn't? The Tanya Benaze Omer. It says, Nemar machashefa lo sichaya. The witch cannot live. The Nemar, and it says right over there, Kol ha'shochev in behema mos, you must. In mishpatim. And then it says, if someone lies with a behema, right, has relations with a behema, you get killed. Samchu inyin lomalo. Ma'ashochev in behema. Beskila, just like a behema, you live with a behema. You get skila. How do you know that? That's learned out. Ach machashefa nami beskila. So too machashefa gets skila. How do you know machashefa gets skila? Smuchin. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Bechir deshe samchu inyin lo noti lo l'skila. What, because of smuchin we're going to kill this woman? It's machashefa? We're going to give her skila? That's not the reason. Because of smuchin? Ella, rather, ovi yedoni beklal. Ovi yedoni is a klal. Kol machashefim hayu. Ovi yedoni is a broader category of machashefa. Ovi yedoni means anybody involved in witchcraft and all these types of things. Lama yatu. So I was ovi yedoni singled out? To say that Ovi Yedoni gets skila, Loma yotu lahakish lahen v'lomer. Ma ovi adoni b'skila, af machashefa b'skila. Right? And as Rashi points out, it's one of the 13 midos, shador and adreshes behen. Kol davar b'klal, v'yotu min haklal, lo lamed al atmo yotza, el lamed al kalkula yotza. That ovi adoni was singled out to teach you, not just ovi adoni, anybody doing anything like ovi adoni gets skila. And so what do you see from here? The Rabbi Yehuda is on darish t'muchin. But in Devarim he is. Umeshadar menal in the darish. Tani, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Noti adam manutas aviv, umufutas aviv. A person's allowed to marry. Let's say your father raped somebody. Can you marry that woman? The answer is yes. According to this, yes. Or, let's say your father seduces a woman. Can you marry that? You're not allowed to marry your father's wife. It's not a wife. He raped her. He seduced her. It's not a wife. It was a one-night affair. So can you marry such a woman? The answer is yeah. No se adam anusas avim umufutas avim. Or anusas b'no umufutas b'no. Or if your son does that. But you're not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law. He's not a daughter-in-law. If Yehuda Omer, anusas aviv, osa anusas aviv umufutas aviv. For your father, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to marry such a woman. Your father has a one-night affair with somebody, she's off limits to you forever. How do you know that? Omer v'gidol amarav, my timer to Yehuda, diksiv, lo hikach ish es eshes aviv. You're not allowed to marry your father's wife, v'lo yigala es knaf aviv. You're not allowed to uncover your father's nakedness. Knaf shira aviv lo yigala. Anyone that your father was with, you're not allowed to marry. Umimai, how do you know danusas aviv ksiv? How do you know we're talking about danusas aviv? The samachlei v'nasan ish hashochev ima. So if that's true, why on earth allow, right? Why did the Yehuda allow a balkari to learn ayit smuchin? Says in Devarim it says that Har Sinai in learning Torah and Har Sinai together, just like on Har Sinai there were no balkaris, so too learning should not be allowed with the balkaris. Why do you have to say it's okay? The Gemara answers, Amri in the Mishnah Torah, Amri yes in the Mishnah Torah Darish he did Darish. Bahani Smuchin mi bar ilach Shuben Levi. He uses the Smuchin for a different vart. Rabbi Shuben Levi kol amalamed live no Torah. Anybody teaches on Torah, malav akasef keilu kibla mehar chorev. It's as if they receive the Torah from our chorev. Shinemar vodatim levanecha levnei vanecha uksim basrei yom asher marta Hashem alkecha b'chorev. Even though, who's Moshe talking to? Moshe's talking to people that were there. Anybody that learns Torah, it's as if was at Har Sinai. I was at Har Sinai. I was just a little boy. Right? Anyone over 20 died. So who's Moshe talking to? People, it's a funny thing. Right? He's talking to people that were at Har Sinai. Or they learned from their father who was at Har Sinai. So anybody that learns with their father, it's Ki'ilu. What do you mean Ki'ilu? I was there.
Okay.
What? Right, he's talking about the future. Okay, we'll do another minute. This really is a new topic here. Tnan. So we'll learn like this. Zav Sharoa Keri. If a Zav, what's a Zav? A Zav is a person that has an emission. What that is, we don't know. It makes you tummy for 7 days. On top of that, you became a Balkari. Okay, so there's two things wrong with you. Or, Nida, a woman is a Nida, Shepolta Sheikh Vazera. A Sheikh Vazera came out of her. So she was already tummy as a Nida. Now she became a Polish Sheikh Vazera. Or, number three, Hamishameshes, someone has relations with his wife, Virasa Dav. She becomes a Nida afterwards, not during, an hour later. Right? So all these people, Tzrich and Tevila, they all require going to the mikvah, right? What does going to the mikvah help? It helps to take away the carry issue. It's not going to take away the Zav issue because you have to count 7 days. Nida has to count 7 days. It's going to take away the issue of the Balkari issue. What? Because you want to learn Torah. Right? You want to learn Torah. A Zav's allowed to learn Torah, just the Balkari's not. So you go to the mikvah to get rid of the carry. So at least you can learn Torah now. You can go to the shul for the next 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you go to the mikvah for? Right? Ad kan lo poter Rabbi Yehuda el bezav shor carry. The only time he potered was a zav who became a bal carry. The meikara la bar tvilahu. Because before he couldn't go to the mikvah. Aval bal carry greda mechayev. But a bal carry alone, he would make you go to the mikvah. Right? This argues on what Rabbi Yehuda said before, where he said before that a Balkari is allowed to learn Torah. Right? And the answer, we'll have to wait till tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's strange, no?